I got an email. Before we get to this thing, I got an email from a girl who said, I listened to you this morning talking about that whole Keaton kid, the bully boy that got, you know, all the tickets to the Avengers and stuff. Said, I cried. I felt terrible. You were absolutely right. I should have waited.
The one whose mom...
I was nodding and agreeing and feeling so lame. I believed the entire story. I should have waited for it all to calm down. And much like a nosy chick, I went on Facebook looking for his account, saw the pic, saw the Confederate flags, immediately thought, oh, it's the wrong account, and pushed it away. And I consider myself a great judge of character. I like the first impressions.
How are you gonna judge character of people that's you what have people, no idea?
People think that their internet doesn't. Suckers. She said, John, I feel so dumb. I am a sucker.
Really? She said sucker?
Yeah, her whole subject of her thing says sucker.
Does she donate?
Thing I thought when I saw that thing, the first thing I thought was, I wonder what's going to come out about this in a few days.
I did too. Nothing about that Keaton kid I felt like it was real. Larry McFeely joins us.
I feel bad for the kid, though, because he didn't ask to be put.
He's different to me than the lady who shaved her daughter's head and pretended to have cancer. He's just a pawn for his mother's schemes.
She bears the responsibility of this.
But we bear the responsibility also for creating these animals because they see a payday from suckerage. And we need to start selling cynicism as a decent thing instead of being so awful. Be a little more cynical and question a lot more stuff, especially with social media. Quit being so trusting that social media is the be-all, end-all of information. It's not.
But I think that's why I immediately thought there's something not right about this.
No,
because of social media.
Well, because you're cynical. You have a proper, healthy dose of cynicism in your body that you're like, wow, I'm not going to be a cynic here. I'm just going to hand money to this family. It's ridiculous. A healthy dose of cynicism is awesome.
That's what our founding fathers wanted.
God damn it, it was.
Always second guessing.
That's what the U.S. Yes. is all about.
Yep. Question all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe you'll be pleasantly surprised. Otherwise, you won't even be let down because you didn't expect much in the first place.
Unless you're in the military.
Less faith. Right. Well, that's different. You take an oath to go, look, I'm going in. I'm going to take a bullet for this whole thing.
Taking orders.
Looks too good to be true. It's too good to be true.
And even if it doesn't, it's probably not. Now, speaking of too good to be true, Larry is here. And
I'm here because
I'm in protest.
Tonight is the first night of Hanukkah.
Larry, yeah. Right?
Hey, oh.
Don't you do it, John.
Hanukkah. And one of the big events of Hanukkah.
Is lighting menorahs.
Now, I just read something on the internet that says Luke actually cannibalizes Kylo for 48 minutes of the film. Is that true?
It's pretty incredible.
You saw Star Wars yesterday.
On a spit.
You are a huge Star Wars fan.
I am.
You saw the movie yesterday.
I am.
Why are you asking him about it? It doesn't come out till Thursday night.
Please review Star Wars.
We don't want to review yet.
This is the review embargo.
Yeah,
this is the review.
Yeah,
embargo.
I'm not allowed to review it.
I'm not interested in any embargo. What I like is for you to review it.
Captain Phillips is captain now.
I am captain of this ship now. Please.
Don't even take
now,
there's
Larry
an embargo,
is a,
John.
Larry is a super duper.
This is the review embargo.
A super duper Star Wars fan.
Yes.
Top to bottom, been a huge fan for your whole life.
Yes, sir.
You saw the movie yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Your initial reaction as you left.
Larry, you son of a bitch, don't. I love Star Wars.
That was my initial reaction as I left. I love
Star Wars. So you're leaning on the idea that you've loved Star Wars so long, you just won't let it be bad.
Don't answer that question.
Am I right or wrong?
Hostile.
Is that a fair question?
This is a hostile question. Don't answer.
No, I'm just asking him a question.
You know what?
Single,
but I'll never come out
don't
and say
be so
any
easily
of these
swayed.
Are
you can,
bad.
You can
I
still
will
have
never
your,
come out
you've never thought one of the Star Wars movies was bad.
Honest to God, even Phantom Menace, when I sat there as a kid and I was watching the thing and I was like, this is pretty damn cool with the pod race.
This is what someone would say about a movie they didn't like very much.
Because
you're not going on and on saying, it's so great, it's awesome, wait till you guys see it. You're saying, I've liked them all.
I still go back to Phantom Menace and say, Darth Maul is one of my favorite characters
of
all time.
That fight scene is the greatest.
Darth Maul's fight scene. One of the greatest fight scenes of all time.
When he gets cut in half and then he's no longer part of it anymore.
It's one of the greatest things of all time in the Star Wars movie.
Except for then that movie had nowhere to go.
Right. I mean, and Jar Jar Binks and all that kind of crap. So, I mean, you're going to have a level of, come with your Star Wars movie.
Right.
That's it. That's all I'm saying.
What?
Because I think
you're
going to have this kind of level of...
What the?
What? Well, I guess that's good for the kids. That's what's happening.
See, what are you doing? This is bull.
Eric. He saw it. He's allowed.
I don't want to hear
talking
this.
About Jar Jar Binks and the Phantom
Okay.
Menace.
You're not talking about the new movie.
But you're talking about the new one also. We're kind of like...
about everyone.
I guess that's good for the kids.
I mean, it's good for... That statement goes along for all
But your
of
official review was, look, I've liked them all.
Why are you, what are you doing?
Just trying to get a gauge on how
you realize there's like a gazillion people out there that, that want to try to go into this with no preconceived notions.
He's giving up
nothing.
The biggest
thing that everyone is so concerned
about. Larry can have an opinion.
That everyone has made so much stink about ahead of time was this whole thing with these new critics called the Porgs.
Yeah.
And you see them in the trailer and there's a little one that's on the front of the Millennium Falcon and Chewie is kind of like barking at him. Everyone thinks these Porgs are going to be the new Ewoks of this movie, and it's not.
Right.
So thank God they didn't make these creatures.
They're no BB-8.
Centric.
On one, what is this? Is this the seventh? Which one is this?
Eighth
one. Yep. That is the eighth one.
See, he doesn't even know what's going
rank
on here.
It.
And you're asking all these. You don't even care.
Rank it.
You don't even care.
One through eight. Where does this
don't
one fall?
Don't rank it,
what do
Larry.
You mean?
Don't rank
of
it.
Of your favorites to your least favorites, which one is
don't.
It? You like all the Star Wars. It makes them all good.
Yeah, do you have a favorite?
But
do
you have a favorite. Empire Strikes Back is
so
everybody's
I,
favorite.
Yeah, so if I go, I mean, then we're really mixing up numbers here. We're talking like, so five,
no, you're
four.
Just saying which one you enjoyed the most. No, it has nothing to do with the order
it.
You're in. It's just which one you enjoyed. Like, I liked Rocky 2 more than Rocky 4, but I liked Rocky 4 more than Rocky 3, but that doesn't mean that they switch chronological order.
Okay. John.
Hold on a second. I'm asking
Star
Larry
Wars
some questions.
Nerds value other Star Wars nerds' opinions.
Okay. That's why I'm asking him.
I know. But see, if he says something like it's third or fourth, now I'm disappointed.
Well, I'd
but
like
no,
to.
Now I'm disappointed. Now
he's
going to
be disappointed because
let me just say
you're
this.
My age.
Right.
And those first three
they're
movies
not designed
are always going to be
in
the top three.
Let me
see,
just say.
See, now you've just put it in there.
I apologize for all you out there for Eric's behavior to assume that you're all so stupid you can't
let's
make up your own
minds. Let's try to capture
minds.
That magic right. from when you saw the first couple
right.
of Star
because
Wars.
Because those were creative stories.
Yes.
These are recreating stories.
Yeah.
I'd agree with that.
On a scale of one, all being good movies, mm-hmm. where does this one land?
Don't do it.
Don't all right, so it. If we're saying the first three, four,
it.
Five, six that came out when we were younger,
right.
yeah.
are obviously
the trilogy.
They're the top
three. Those are going to be in the top three.
And you've got them probably Empire, Star Wars, the third one, right, in that order of entertainment.
Empire, Star Wars.
Empire's the best movie of all.
Return of the Jedi.
Right.
I think Force Awakens sits
the lava one.
Oh my god.
The lava one. You think Force Awakens is in there?
7. That's number 7.
Right. You think that's 4th?
I think that's 4th.
Okay. I'll go with that.
For Larry.
I was more entertained. I think I'm with you so far.
Oh, wait a minute. This you're telling me the Force Awakens is better than this one?
Slightly.
Oh my god.
So it's not that good.
See, now I'm mad.
That's his opinion.
That's his
opinion.
Unbelievable. Why are you so suggestible? Go enjoy your own thing.
Because The Force Awakens was just Star Wars redone.
He loved Little Nicky.
It was just New Hope redone.
Yeah, that's true. Larry liked Little Nicky.
Because you chew the meat and let it slide down your throat hole. And I love you.
You know, grain of salt there.
Girlfriend.
You have your own feelings and thoughts and life.
Well, now I'm pissed off. You've pissed me off.
I don't understand how.
So because
Larry has an opinion.
Jewish boy.
Because Larry has an opinion.
Had a dream.
Yeah.
And liked a movie.
So you put this one.
He's basically telling me it's mediocre.
I would say so. I mean, again, you know, like, amazing graphics, amazing story, amazing all that kind of stuff. But doesn't all the other Star Wars movies have that?
Eric, let me ask you this. The last two, Rogue One, where does that stack for you if you're going to go down the line on the
ahead of Force Awakens?
Yeah, okay, now I've heard a lot of people say that because they feel that Rogue One feels more like the old movies.
And it deviates from the regular story. It's its own thing, and I like that about it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I might even put... I don't know.
No, it's
the
not
original
than,
three
not
are always
the
best.
There you go.
Even the Ewoks.
But it's
you
right there.
You have to do that with the original three. You have to.
But see, Force Awakens would be under that.
It's the member berries. You're never going to ever surplant
recapture
the top
that.
Three. You're never going to do it.
But that's all I've got. I've got a meeting.
All right. Larry's got a meeting.
That's all.
Ranking the
thanks
new
for
Star Wars.
Everything up.
Larry. Love it.
Appreciate it.
Just better than the three everyone hated.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Why would you do that?
I'm still excited, Eric. Why are you doing... No, you've killed my excitement.
Well, that's your
problem. You assholes have killed my excitement.
That's your
problem. You're still going to see it?
Of course, but now I'm going in like, great.
Yeah, so...
It's not even better than
Force Awakens.
That'll
make it much better.
Now you can only go up.
Yeah.
And you know what? I hope the listeners destroy your email because you deserve it.
I've done nothing.
You're an asshole for even asking him questions on the air.
Isaac Rosales says, please tell Eric to shut the F up.
See,
I'm just tired of hearing him talk. Let Toledo talk, for God's sakes. That would be better than right now. I agree.
He doesn't understand. That
no,
guy
I
has,
think, I just think
that asshole has no passion
panicking,
in his life.
Eric.
You're panicking and nothing was delivered
yes,
in that.
Yes, it was. He just told me it was mediocre.
Well, that's his opinion. He's allowed his, just like you're allowed yours.
A lot of listeners on text are, at least he didn't pull a Brady.
Yeah, he didn't deliver any information from the movie
still,
at all.
It's too much.
Him liking or not liking
I don't mind reading reviews about movies that I'm like,
But you don't
want to
know if Larry liked it.
But no, but this one, you've been waiting for years for this to come out, and now I don't want to know about it.
Nothing. You know nothing more about the movie. What do you know? That he didn't like it
mediocre.
That much? It's mediocre. To him, it was mediocre comparably. But he likes all Star Wars movies. You're being very negative.
How about this text?
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin the ending here for Eric.
Okay, go.
Whoa. Luke Skywalker gets eaten by a shark in the end.
That'd be pretty neat. I'd like to see that.
I hate this. I hate the world we live in.
I'd like to see that. For no reason at all. Doesn't even tie into the story. Luke gets eaten by space
every time
shark.
I go,
shark.
Every shark time I go on the internet, I'm worried. I'm going to see some little tidbit that I didn't want to see.
You need to toughen up a little bit, Deacon. And you need to spine up just a touch on this. Somebody might tell you, I thought it was pretty good, or I didn't like it. And that doesn't change a thing about your life at all. Not at all. You go in with your emotions and your feelings, and you like crap if you like crap. Or you hate great stuff if you hate great stuff. That's up to
Maybe
you.
Maybe we can get John Boyega to invite you to the next one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what he's going for. We should have filmed this tantrum.
Yes.
And then John Boyega would have taken you out for sandwiches.
It's garbage.
Oh, thank you, love. I don't have to kick Amy in the face. Just brought me a soda. There you go.
So the rest of us are thirsty, too.
Larry's review. Yeah,
nobody cares about our feelings.
Boy, that's a truth. Finally, he gets it.
Man, where have you been?
Yeah. Quick, hand him a Confederate flag real quick. I got an idea. Anyway.
Thanks for ruining the Star Wars experience for me, John. Appreciate it.
Winston just texted, I'm going to take Eric to my Black Panther premiere.
I'll go. Yeah, I will go see that.
We're going to dress in dashikis and go together.
You're probably not going to ask somebody questions about the Black Panther.
I want to know about the Black Panther.
A week before.
Well, I already told Winston. Winston and I talked about that yesterday, and I said, I'm not going to that. And he asked me if I wanted to go. I'm like, I will not go to that with you. And he goes, why not, man?
Looks cool.
And I'm like, well, yeah, it looks cool, but I'm not going with Winston because he said he was going to go in all the garb. And I'm like, hey, first off,
I want to see that.
I'm a bald guy at a thing. I don't know what kind of movie this is yet, and if it gets some people fired up, I'm the target. I said, same reason you said you wouldn't go to lunch with my old people because they're from a different time. And you never know what's going to spark him into hating Winston. Same thing. I'll go see.
Is he going to wear the Black Panther outfit? Because it'll look like your gimp if you
full
take
gear.
It.
I know. That's why I'm not going. I told him I would go when the movie is free and clear of all blacks, 9 a.m. on a Saturday.
Before noon.
Anytime before noon during the week is fine. But I've got a job. So there's still a chance I might run into a couple early in the morning, pulling at the all-nighter and then going to see the Panther. Saturday morning, the theater will be empty. And I'll go see it, just like, straight out of Compton. Now, the safest time to see that movie is a weekend morning, somewhere around 9. I'll go do that at the Black Panther.
Yesterday, I was on Facebook scrolling, and Fitz must have gone to that damn premiere, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, and I see the first line, here's my review of Star Wars. Every damn opinion. I had to click out of that thing.
So when you see it, you'll tell nobody that if you liked it or not?
What?
When you see it, will you come back and go, I thought it was awesome?
I'm not seeing it till Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I see it Thursday, so I'll spill the beans completely.
But didn't you say early reviews were coming out?
I'm just looking at the percentages. Oh. I'm not looking at the actual reviews.
Add 1% down for Eric, or for Larry, because he clearly didn't care.
John, do you see what you've done?
What's that?
You've recorded your bullying.
Yeah. Isn't it great? How am I bullying? He's just a lunatic.
Where's HR? Give me HR.
This is Korg. You need to grow a spine, young man.
Korg, can we start a GoFundMe for Eric?
Korg will listen to Eric's complaints no longer.
Better hope I don't get a judge that likes Star Wars. He'll understand me.
It doesn't bother me. I can still go into it with my own opinion and my own strong-willed man.
That made no sense.
I would be a strong-willed man. I'll go in as a strong-willed man and say, it doesn't matter what other people think. I can enjoy or dislike something based on my own merits.
Oh, shut up. You read those reviews like everybody else.
I always read
by the percentages. And
I read the reviews.
Under 70%, you won't even go.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste my time. I read reviews. I like reviews. I liked when Larry was coming in to review it. You're making my point for me.
So wait, are you disappointed a little bit? Wouldn't it have been nice to hear?
I would have liked Larry to enjoy it more.
Just as good as the originals?
Would have been great. If I know they're not going to be as good as the originals.
Better than The Force Awakens?
I hope so. That'd be nice. But I'll make my own decision. Larry didn't seem to think so. We'll see. That's all I think. Because I'm my own man. And just because Larry wears the title of boss doesn't mean I have to join in on all of his thoughts.
You're your own asshole.
That's right.
I got more
upset. We're all our own assholes. That's an excellent way to put it, Eric. And this world of cynicism I'm trying to create because this whole Brady love and hope thing has not worked.
I still have hope for this movie.
I do, too.
I'm going to enjoy it.
I have hope I'll enjoy it as well. I know you'll enjoy it. You don't dislike anything.
But I also know, you know.
It's never going to be as good as the first one.
I got upset more after I saw Force Awakens once you start looking like.
I enjoyed A Force Awakens. Or
I enjoyed
it.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. And then you leave and you're like,
copied script.
Yeah.
You South Park nailed it. You're like, we had a great time at that.
I was groped.
Well, then afterwards you realize you got member buried. Yeah, you just got your nostalgia whacked in the head, and you're like, wow, I just got nostalgia.
That brings it down a notch.
Right, and then you watch it
and
again.
And so if Larry tells me that it's not even better than that one, then yeah, I'm going to be pissed off.
If it isn't. But maybe you come back and you say, hey, Larry, I think you were wrong. He
said it was better.
A strong-willed man would come in and have his own opinion and not worry about what Larry thought.
He didn't say it was better.
Oh, yeah.
He said it was just below
A
Force
Awakens.
Oh! Yeah. I heard it the other way.
No.
Well, see? Opposite. You're Force not even Awakens paying attention.
I thought he said Rogue.
He checked out.
No. You checked out because you got scared.
Yeah.
That Larry was so manipulative.
I'm in denial.
He was going to Svengali your opinion. Larry is such a powerful man. He can talk anybody into anything except a woman and go to have sandwiches with him.
Disappointed me.
Well, that's fine. I'm disappointed in you. I thought you were a stronger person than me. The Force is weak in this one. Larry gave it a review of, I like all the Star Wars, though. So you can take that. That doesn't sound right. I'm curious.
But then he ranked them. So he's full of crap.
He does like them. I told him all the Star Wars movies being entertaining. You don't dislike any of them. But I'm sure in the Star Wars world, you like more than, you know, it is the sixth one on his list. Or fifth, right?
Fifth. No matter what's on, like whatever Star Wars is playing if on TV, do you still end up watching a little bit of it?
Yes.
Same here.
Even the Jar Jar Binks one?
Yeah.
But here's the problem.
I do.
Larry just said, like, I had expectations. I was hoping it would be.
You could bump
the
one
best.
Of the.
Yes.
Maybe it will for you. Maybe Larry missed the boat. It's just one man's
That's
opinion.
Possible.
That is true.
Yeah.
I'll.
Maybe Larry missed the boat. And now your goal.
Maybe he was high when he watched it.
That's right. Maybe.
Did we ask him if he
was
high?
Maybe he was distracted.
Maybe he was getting a handy in the theater.
That didn't happen. Come on. We all know that. Unless John J. was
busy. Now you're talking fantasy.
Come on. That is truly a new hope.
Cork doesn't support that one.
Are you kidding me? If Larry got a handy during that, it wouldn't be better than the other ones?
Yeah. I mean, if he was getting a handy, that would be the best.
The best Star Wars I've ever been to.
Sure.
I've never, ever been to a Star Wars like that. Shooting womp rats. Anyway. So there you go. Larry's review of Star Wars and Eric's
That was
asinine,
wonderful, John.
Asinine overreaction.
I'm sure
to
so
his
many people
opinion.
Appreciate you doing that.
I think they did.
Uh-huh.
Curious what a real Star Wars nerd thought of it as he got first dibs, first takes on it. Gave away absolutely nothing. Except for that Toucan Sam is not a distraction. Good. I'll still see it Thursday with my eyes wide open and hope living in my soda and my bucket of popcorn.
Well, I guess it can only be – I have low expectations.
Right.
Now,
so now you can only be satisfied.
God, I hate you for doing
that. Because Larry said, meh. Larry's review was, meh. I enjoyed it because I love Star Wars. That's what he said. I want to see it. I don't know that I love Star Wars anymore.
I
like it a lot.
I like the fact that there's new storylines, kind of like where it's just
we hope.
Yeah.
The last one wasn't a new storyline. It was an old storyline retold. Still entertaining. I really walked out of that one feeling like that was
fun.
Yeah,
they went back and.
That was a good, fun movie. And then I'm like, a little similar, but we'll see. New Star Wars.
That's what's cool about Rogue One.
Yeah. I liked Rogue One a lot. $1 billion by the end of the weekend is the assumption, though. So it doesn't really matter what Larry thinks or anybody else. George Lucas is going to wipe his ass with millions.
I hear it. He did. It's
I know,
Disney
but
now.
I mean, well, that's true. But he still gets a piece of this.
Oh, he gets.
That's
junk,
the worst part. He didn't get a full buyout.
He bought him out for like $1 billion,
and then gets royalties on all the.
Does he
on all
is that
the
part
names?
Of the deal?
Yeah.
Still gets it
intellectual
in the back
property.
End.
Disney owns it, and he owns the name.
So he's still getting us some kind of piece.
He gets a massive chunk of this thing. Points on the back are silly, and all the other just to use it, they have to pay him. It's insane. Wasn't a straight buyout.
He's already got $1 billion. He's fine.
Yeah. Why not throw another $1 billion on that billion? No. I always add $1 billion. If you've got $1 billion, what's more fun than $2 billion? You're still chasing a couple other Gates characters. Get up to that $60 billion mark. Star Wars, it comes out Thursday. Meh.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?